Blog Talk Radio.
Family and greetings and hotel. You have your own Inca 7 live here coming to you on a Friday storytelling hour. That's right. I did tell you that I would frequently be bringing the stories to children on Friday, and we do not have our little helper with us today, Landon. He will not be with us, but I'm dedicating this show especially to Landon. Landon, if you're out there, this is Story Hour. You need to come in and join us. And maybe even participate from where you are. So I'd like to welcome all the children and say congratulations for making a decision to go back to school. And I want to talk to you about books today and tell you how valuable they are and how you should make books your best friend. And to tell you the reason why is because you can travel places and books can take you all over the diaspora. And you can learn from so many experiences in books. And today we're going to be talking about our first day of school and returning to school and how important it is for those preschoolers, those Head Start students, and kindergartners. We're focusing in on our preschoolers, kindergartners, and also our toddlers. We've got something for our toddlers today as well. And I'd like to say to you, mothers, why don't you come and join us? Our chat rooms will be open, and you can come in and you can chat with us about appropriate books for our children. And this season, I'm going to be talking more about music and movement and how valuable it is in learning how to interact with your children. Now, mothers, if you can't do anything else, you can put on my tape and you can interact with your children during Story Hour. You must spend valuable time with your children. And all I'm trying to do is display and mentor you in the category of how to introduce good literature to your children. These are age-appropriate books. You can go to your library and check out the same identical books that I have chosen for you. And I have a real treat for you today, some excellent books. So I'd like to say to the parents, our chat rooms are open. Children, do join us. This is a segment where you can participate. Now, if you have any questions, you can jot down that number at 646-478-0270. And definitely do me the honor of calling in. I do take phone calls. Now, Lennon was one of our readers in this class. He did such a good job in playing his violin. I do hope you will come back and join us and to entertain us with music movement. Now, I'm going to also be talking about the benefit of music movement in working with parents who are disconnected from their children and who have visitation hours with their children. That is a great way to interact with your children through music and play. Children's play is their livelihood. Children learn music, and they learn how to interact through play. So it's very valuable that you should introduce music to your children as well. Now I want to say this to you, parents, that This is a reader's room, and we periodically have to reiterate the fact that we are a literacy room, and we started off being a literacy room, and we want to continue with that momentum, encouraging you to be literate and to help your children and your family become literate. And just reading books is not all I want you to do. I'd like you to put print up in your house, such as calendars, posters, grocery lists. Allow your children to make their own grocery list and allow them to participate in print in the home. Now, today we're going to be talking to you about books for the preschooler, the Head Start child, and also the toddler. One of my favorite books for the toddler that I chose, I think you'll like it. And the names of the four books, and if there's time, we'll do five, but the name of the four books are, the first one is Oh, My Baby Little One, by Katie Appel. Then we have Kindergartner, Hands Off Harry, by Rosemary Wells. My First Day at Nursery School, by Becky Edwards. My World Going to School, by Tammy Tupler. And I do have a fifth one, Keisha Can. And at this time, we'll get that one in. If not, we'll bring it to you next Friday. But we do want to invite you in to participate with us. Join us. Please do. Our chat rooms are open, and you may jot your notes down at any time. This is a special segment. We are on the air, and we are coming to you from the broadcast of Blog Talk. And we thank Blog Talk for allowing us to venture these airways and supporting us. Now, the first book I think that a mother will probably want to introduce, and we might have time for that one, but it's a very important book, and that book is a book to introduce your young toddlers to how to treat a book, and it's called How to Treat a Book. Now, that's a book that we won't have time for today, but you certainly want to go out and get it. It's by Amanda St. John, and it's illustrated by Bob Ostrom. That book should be reiterated when you're teaching children how to use a book. Now, I'd like to get on with one of our stories before we go to station identification. And for those of you who are interested in being a part, please do come in and assist me and be a part of this segment. This is a very important segment of the show. This might not be an educational segment for adults, but this is just as important for the families. And I like to periodically stop to remind myself to be a part of this. This book is entitled, Oh, My Baby Little One. I think you'll enjoy it. Now, I'm going to get into character. I'll be changing my voice with some of the characters and just getting into the book and the story. So I beg your pardon if you don't recognize the characters and my voice, but I have to do that for the little ones. They enjoy the book much better. Oh, my baby, little one, the hardest thing I do is hold you tight, then let you go and walk away from you. But even when I'm far away, this love I have will stay and wrap itself around you every minute of the day. So blow a kiss and wave goodbye, my baby. Don't you cry. This love is always with you, like the sun is with the sky. It sits up on top of your shoulder while you sing a happy song. Clap your hands and tap your toes. This love will sing along. It nestles in your pocket and makes itself so small. That's when you're busy and playing, you won't notice it at all. But still this love is with you, like the leaves are with the trees, like the sand is with the sandbox, like the kite is with the breeze. It slips inside your lunchbox and underneath your cap. When your teacher reads a storybook, it sits inside your lap. When it's time to take a nap, don't make a peep. This love will crawl up close to you and keep watch of you while you sleep. It snuggles on your pillow and lays on your sleeves. Now stretch your fingers, rub your eyes. This love will never leave. It stays beside you always through everything you do. And you might be surprised to know this love is with me too. It nestles in my collar while I sit and do my work. I hear it whisper in the ear, my baby little one. It might hide inside my dresser drawer or slip inside my shoes, but still it's always with me. It stays the whole day through. It curls around my coffee cup and perches on my chair. It doesn't matter where I go. This love is always there. Oh, my baby, little one, the sweetest thing I do is sweep you up and hold you tight and come back home with you. Now, that's for our toddlers, and that's a great book for the little ones who are going off to school who have to separate from their mother. Now, the next book I have to read is My First Day at Nursery School. This is for those mothers who have to separate and they have separation anxieties. And once again, this book is by Becky Edwards, illustrated by Anthony Flintoff. Today is a very important day for me. Today is my first day of nursery school. My mom holds my hand until we get to the door of the nursery school, and then she says, goodbye. A friendly lady holds my hand and takes me into a great big room, but I don't want to be in a great big room. I want my mommy. There's a lot of toys to play with, and there's even a playhouse with a blue tea set at a toy store. There are lots of blue pans for cooking and wooden spoons for stirring. But I don't want a playhouse or tea set or toy store. I want my mommy. You can do painting here. There are lots of different colors, and you can use sponges, paints, and different shapes. There's even one in the shape of a star. I don't want to do any painting on my different shapes. I just want my mommy. You can make amazing things with the glue. You can use shiny paper or soft cotton balls or bite on some of the strings. There's even some sparkly glue, but you have to be very careful not to get it on your fingers. But I don't want to do gluing or colorful painting. I just want my mommy. We have drinks and cookies at nursery school, too. And then we sing some songs and dance. We really dance. And there are even musical instruments to play with. I play with the drums and the jingle bells. Like the jingle bells, I like them the best because they all have lots of shiny bells that you can shake away. There are lots of children to play with. We run outside and we jump and we have lots of fun. And chase each other, too, all around the room. We're not supposed to run in the building, but we can run outside. It's very funny, especially when you fall down and bump your head. Oops, I bumped my head. Mommy arrives to take me home. Finally, she's here. What took you so long, Mommy? I wanted to go home. But I don't want to go home now, Mommy. I'm having a great time. I don't want to go. I want to play in the playhouse and do painting and gluing and shake my bells. I want to run around with my friends all over the place. I want to stay at nursery school, Mommy. Could you come back, Mommy? Huh, Mommy? Could you come back? Tomorrow is an important day for me again. Tomorrow is my second day at nursery school, and I can't wait. I can't wait.
I do like that story, boys and girls. That's for my kindergartners. Now, this next story is called My World Going to School. And these are for children who are starting school. Some of you might already be in school, and maybe your Head Start has already started. And this one is by Tammy Schupler. It is the first day of school, and I have butterflies in my tummy, said Alice. Don't worry, said Mommy. I will help you get ready for school. I'm late. Am I late, Mommy? I need my backpack. Don't worry, says Mommy. We will get you to school on time.
Did you pack my pencil and my papers and my bag?
Asked Alice. Don't worry. I packed them all in your bag, says Mommy. Let's go. Alex sees lots of children on the way.
Will I know any of these children? Will I be able to play with them, he asks.
Don't worry, says Mommy. Look, there is your friend Sally. Sally's at the gate with her mommy, arriving at school. Sally and Alex walk to the classroom with their mommy. Welcome to your classroom, says the teacher. Mr. Adams, welcome, boys and girls, welcome.
Look at all the things to do, says Alex's mother. Just look. Oh, yes, said Alex. I love all these things, Mommy. This will be fun today. I'm sure I'm going to have a good time. Goodbye, Mommy.
Sit down at your desk, says Mr. Adams. Let's do some writing.
I forgot my paper, says Sally.
Don't worry, whispered Alex. I can help you. I'll answer the question. Mr. Adams asked the question. Alex raised his hand and gave the answer. Very good answer, Mr. Adams said. Good answer. Soon it is lunchtime. Alex and Sally see a boy that's eating alone.
Hello. Hello, my name is Alex. What's your name?
My name is Jin Su, says the boy.
Would you like some of my food in my box?
Oh, no, says Alex. I got my own lunchbox. My mom fixed me a whole heap of food today.
Jin Su is very shy because he doesn't speak English so well. And they go outside and they say, would you like to play with me, says Alex. So Jin Su says, yes, I would love to play with you. This is Sally. Come along and play with us.
This is fun, says Jin Su. I like the playground.
After lunch, it's time to paint.
I only have crayons, said Alex.
Don't worry, says Jin Su. You can borrow my brush.
But I'm not painting. It's okay, Alex.
Alex shows his picture to the teacher. Very good painting, Alex, she says. Very good work. And yours is great too, Jin Su. After painting, it was story time.
I love story time. Oh, Sally says, I just love me some story time.
Sit down, Alex. It's time for story.
Soon the bell rings. And everyone get ready to go home. All right, boys and girls, we're now getting ready for the best part of the day. We're going to be dismissing and going home, so sit quietly for the story. Dad meets Alex at the gate.
Did you have a good day at school today, Alex?
I made new friends, Dad.
Oh, I made a friend named Jin Su. What kind of name is that, Dad?
It's a Chinese name, Alex. It's okay. He waves at Jin Su goodbye.
See you, Jin Su. See you tomorrow.
Mommy is waiting at home.
Look at my picture, Mommy, said Alex. I had a great time at school today, Mommy. And the teacher said I answered the question correctly. Look at my picture, Mommy. Look at my picture.
I had a great time, Mommy. Where's your butterflies now, Alex? What happened to the butterflies you had?
Alex smiled and said, "Oh, Mommy, those butterflies have flown away. I've gotten all new friends in the place of the butterflies. No more butterflies for me."
"So we'll go to school tomorrow then, right, Alex?"
"Yes, we will. Here are some words, boys and girls, and phrases from the book that you'll want to remember. Pack the bag, raise a hand, in the classroom, eat alone, wave goodbye, paint a picture, listen to a story, arrive at school. Can you use these words, boys and girls, with your own story? Maybe you can tell your own story like Alex did." The end. Now my final, well, not my final because we might have time for Keisha Can. Keisha Ann Can. So the next book is called Kindergarten Hands Off Harry by Rosemary Wells. It's one of my favorites. I'm sure you will enjoy it too.
"Guess what happened at school today, Mommy?"
"Tell me, Ola, what happened?"
"Harry ran all the way down the hall and into the classroom backwards. He even said good morning backwards. He knocked Betta, Tina, Benjamin out of the friendly circle and onto the floor."
Harry laughed. "I sure did. That's what I did. But no one else laughed at him. Mrs. Harmony said it was not a friendly thing to do friendly circles. She gave Harry a time out in the time out chair, Mommy. That's what she did. Harry, you need to think about respecting other people's personal space," said Mrs. Harmony. But Harry did not do too much thinking in that chair. Becca told Mrs. Harmony, "Harry is disrespecting the thinking chair again." Mrs. Harmony redirected Betta to the bread corner. "Go to the bread corner, Betta, and stop tattling. You think that going to the chair that he would start thinking about what he's done wrong, but no. He made a snowflake during that time, and he sneaked out of his chair. Then he poked Miracle in the ribs. Yes, he did. He took the glue still onto her shoe and ruined her snowflake. Miracle melted down and she was crying. It was an accident. I tell you, it was an accident. Mrs. Harmony, it was an accident," said Harry. Everyone knew that it wasn't true. Harry got another timeout. "Go to the timeout chair, Harry. Go to the timeout and think about what you did wrong." Mrs. Harmony, you ring her listen up bell. Listen up, boys and girls. Listen up. "What do we do with our hands?" she asked. Nagel answered, "Shake their hands, Mrs. Harmony." And then Betta answered, "Hold hands, Mrs. Harmony." And then Migo answered, "Lend a hand, right, Mrs. Harmony?" Do you think Harry thought about shaking, holding, or lending hands? Oh, no. Harry didn't think about that. No way. While Mrs. Harmony was not looking, Harry scooted over to Benjamin's best station while he was painting. Harry pushed both hands on Benjamin's shoulder and shoved him down and said, "Surprise!" Benjamin's poster paint is spilled all over the new shirt and pants he was wearing. Mrs. Harmony says, "Oh, no. Oh, no. Benjamin, you've got to get out of those clothes." Then she went to Benjamin's cubby and took out Benjamin's outfit. But it didn't fit anymore. It was too short. I bet you think Mrs. Harmony got mad. Oh, no, but Mrs. Harmony didn't get mad, Mother. She rang her listen up bell again. Listen up, boys and girls. Listen up. She said, "Let's go over to the friendly circle, and everyone got a turn to speak. We don't like being pushed around," said Tina. "We don't like it. Was it, Mrs. Harmony? Oh, we don't like to be
Pope, said Bertha. I don't want to be Pope. Hands off, Harry, said Raoul. Hands off. My favorite shirt is ruined because of you, Harry. Forever, said Benjamin. That snowflake I was presenting, I was going to give it to my mommy, said Miracle. And now my shoes are stuck to my socks and my socks are stuck to my feet. Oh, no, Harry, you have done everybody wrong.
What should you say to your classmates, Harry? Asked Mrs. Harmony. What should you say?
Sorry,
says Harry.
He doesn't mean it, Mrs. Harmony, says Bertha. He don't mean that, Miss Harmony. He's not using his I'm sorry voice,
Harry said, Mrs. Harmony. When you use your I'm angry voice to say I'm sorry, no one believes you. Mrs. Harmony gave Harry 20 jumping jacks in the corner. You have ants in your pants, Harry, said Bertha. Mrs. Harmony redirected Bertha to the dress-up corner. Go to the dress-up corner, Bertha. I'll handle this. But the ant stays right with Harry. Doing yoga, Harry tackled Naga. Naga's glasses snapped in two. Friendly circle was called into emergency session. Mrs. Harmony, ring your bell again. Boys and girls, get to the circle. Get to the circle. Get to the circle. Harry, you've invaded my personal space, said Nagel, and my glasses are broke. Friendly circle votes that Harry needs to leave where his space ends and where everybody else's begin. You need to know that, Harry, and you're invading our space. Just then, Becca had a brilliant idea. I've got it. I know what to do. I know exactly what to do. And she ran to the gymnasium. Becca came back with a bumper tube from the bouncing set. It was the perfect way for Harry to learn personal space, because he couldn't reach anyone. At snack time, Harry couldn't grab anyone's apple juice. Oh, he can't grab my apple juice. Oh, thank God. Thank God for the tube. He can't even reach my cookies. He's by himself. He can't join hands at sing-along time either, boys and girls. Harry had a lot of time to think about personal space. Would you believe it? You know, Harry, na-na-na-na-na. But guess what? At presentation time, Harry asked Mrs. Harmon to let him do his show and tell.
Mrs. Harmon, I want to do my show and tell. Can I do my show and tell, Mrs. Harmon?
Harry, you've had a rough day today. I just don't know about you and whether you're ready or not. We'll see. What is your show and tell anyway, Harry? Asked Mrs. Harmon.
I want to show everybody.
My space is in it here. I want to show them, said Harry. I want to tell everyone I'm sorry. I want to stay up, Harmony. I really do. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all of the things I caused the people today. I really am. And who's going to believe it? Who's going to be playground monitor right now? We've got to decide who will be the playground monitor, asked Mrs. Harmony.
Please, Mrs. Harmony, please choose me, Harry asked. Will you please choose me, Mrs. Harmony? I'll be good. I'll say I'm sorry. I'll use my very sorry voice. I am sorry, boys and girls, for all the things I did. I want to be the playground monitor.
Harry used his real I'm sorry voice.
I'm sorry, boys and girls. I'm really sorry for what I did to Miracle and what I did to Nagel. I am so sorry. Please, please forgive me.
Mrs. Harmony believed him and gave Harry one more chance. Let's see how he makes up for his bad behavior. Let's give Harry a chance, boys and girls. So she gave him the monitor's job. And you know what happened? Harry didn't touch anyone until Jasmine fell off the walk-a-thon bar. Jasmine howled, "Oh, oh, I hurt myself. I'm injured." So loud that Harry heard her and ran over and jumped down on the ground and started to help her. But Harry was a good playground monitor. He got out the first aid kit. He cleaned Jasmine's knee with a sterile wipe and put on two purple glittered band-aids. He even gave her a tissue to wipe her tears. Harry used his hands this time for helping, not for hurting. Mrs. Harmony was so proud of Harry. "Harry, I am proud of you. You helped an injured person. You used your hands for helping instead of hurting people this time. I am proud of you." Everyone got an oatmeal raisin cookie, and guess what happened then? Just before "see you later, alligator" time, Mrs. Harmony rang the bell. "Boys and girls, group meeting, come over to the group circle. I have an announcement." Mrs. Harmony gave Harry the good behavior star. "Wouldn't you know it, Mommy? He got the good behavior star." Harry said, "Thank you, Mrs. Harmony. I knew I could do it. I was just having a bad day, and I'm sorry for it, Mrs. Harmony. I really am." Harry, you've learned your lesson, and you have gained the good behavior star. I am proud of you. And that's what happened, Mommy, at school today. Harry made up for all his bad behavior. No more hands off to Harry. Harry's a hero, Mommy. The end. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's one of my favorite. This is one of our last books, Keisha and Cam. And this is by Daniel Kirk. Who can watch the school bus for early morning ride? Who can wait in line until the time to go inside? Who can sit in front because she her teacher's biggest fan? Who can stand and say the pledge, Keisha and Cam? Who knows all the weeks, all the days of the week, and who can read the alphabet, and who can sharpen pencils? Who can feed the classroom pet? Who can count how many days it's been since school began? Who can pass out the paint and brushes? Keisha and Cam. Who can paint a picture, a sign, it with her name? Who can guess what words are missing in a rhyme game? Who wants to make a storybook and come up with a plan? Who can share with all her classmates? Keisha and Cam. Who can build a tower of blocks a dozen stories high? And if the blocks fall down, who's going to have another try? Who can make the sandwich that she eats for lunch today? And when she doesn't want to clean up, who will do it anyway? Keisha and Cam. Who can take turns jumping rope until recess is done? Who can lie down on her mat and have some rest on time and fun? Who can play at dress-up time with three scarves and a fan? Who can just be who she wants to be, and that's Keisha Ann. She can. Who can practice spelling words till she gets them right? Who can ask for what she needs, always polite? Who can count her coins and count again and again in case she's wrong? Who can play the drums as she sings a sweet song? Who can learn and work and play and make her dream come true? Keisha Ann can do these things, and you can do them too. Boys and girls, you can read books, and you can do the same thing that Keisha Ann can do. And you're capable of sitting for a story and listening. I'm glad you came along with me and sat so tight to listen to those stories, and I'm giving you all stars today because you were able to sit quietly and listen. Now, don't sit quietly at home. Do raise your hand, of course, at home, and ask questions. and ask your mother to read it again and again. Read it again, Mommy. Read it again. Read it again and again. Stories become alive when you read them over and over again. Then you can memorize them and have a photographic memory and remember what's on every page. Stories can take you places, boys and girls. You want to travel with your books. So don't forget to get your books at the library. If you have library time at school, check out some books. And take care to be responsible for your library card. And remember, there's a certain way you must handle books. You cannot tear pages out. You cannot obstruct the pages. You cannot tear or mark on the book. So remember that you have these books on loan, and you must take them back in the same condition that you checked them out with. Now, mothers, I want you to be a reader and get the books, change your voice, of course, create characters, and read fluently so that the children will be able to be attentive. Now, you've been listening to Maddie Harvey's Baby Sister doing Storytelling Hour, and I will join you again on a Friday. Who knows when I may pop in? It could be any day. But be ready and have your books ready to join us as we read our story. Thank you so very much for this listening hour and for being a part of our storytelling time. Because parents, you do have to learn to teach your children to read. It's very vital. And we must take time to teach our children about reading. Now, I want to thank you for joining us today. And remember that it's very vital that you each one teach one and bring others into your circle. Teach them about the value of reading and the value of print in the home. Literacy is very important. We are looking at Common Core standards now. We're looking at how to bring them into our school so that we can align our curriculum to meet every standard. And standards are very important. If you lift up a standard, we are not going to perish because we lack lifting up a standard. Lift up a standard in your house today, parents, and demand that reading become first priority. Take time for reading and lift up a standard. I say to you, O Double and Baba Booey to you all. Stay tuned. I'll see you
next time. Mother is a message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters. The world.
take us there, and we will celebrate our union.